Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Traitor state of Indiana, where Obama's ideals are not espoused, comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show as a means to tell all you liberals out there that you are wrong and we are right. My name is Kathy Hinners, and you're listening to Hour One of the show, where we do what we do best, tell you what the government is doing to this great nation with Obama and his minions. We're showing you ways to stop them by following the true law of the land, the Constitution. And now, heard through ConservativeNationMedia.com, here is your host from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garding.
Okay, hello, folks. We are, I have had a few problems this week, as it seems that CNN is having a few problems this week. I've got a thing online here that says that I can only upload 3 audio things. I don't have any other things that I can upload right at the moment. So I've got my 3 things. I've got enough stuff on here to talk for a half an hour. And hopefully if the show goes on beyond the half an hour, which it kind of shows it is going to, I can get news reports from my other computer, which, and I've got all 3 here set up for everything, just in case we get going on things and the show actually does last as long as I think it may, or, you know, if it doesn't, then it doesn't, and I'll end it at a half an hour. But the last few weeks I started my show with the advertisement of my new book that I had just published. The book's website is done now, and the addresses I gave last week, the HTTP, www.createspace.com/4869187, and the new website, Garding, that's GARDINGR.WIX.com. You can get the book from both places. Check them out and buy the book, and thank you in advance. Now, before I continue here, this is what I had planned. I was going to do, my last couple of weeks, I haven't really done too much. Last week, I had a whole show planned, and it didn't really work out the way I wanted it to. In my second hour, I actually have the second hour for last week's show. But without further ado, the show is now live. For this week, I found out that that I might be able only to do a half hour show. And the premium membership here at Blog Talk Radio is kind of, something happened that I'm not exactly sure. So this will be, hopefully, won't be, but it might be a shortened version this week only if things get fixed. And hopefully next week I'll be back to the full 2 hours if this one doesn't last as long as that. You are listening to this episode of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, me, Robert Garding. We're glad you are here on this August the 23rd. Holy cow, this year is going by so fast. It's just absolutely believable here. And I wanted to download a bunch of audio and stuff like that that would have actually helped the show go along a little bit better. But it didn't, I couldn't get it to download. And it's not letting me do it now either. So looks like I'm stuck with my 3. And we are working to get this show going again, so that I'll be here every week like I was for a long, long time. The past couple of weeks has been kind of a weird couple of weeks. We've had bad weather, which knocked me offline last week, and I actually went out, left here, and got in my car and went to the next town over, and while I was driving, I did about 15 minutes of the show without having a chat room open or anything else. The chat room is open right now, as I will continue with the show. From out of Texas last week on Friday and part of Saturday came the orgasmic sounds of the left as they thought that one of the people who will not do what they want was going down. And here are my thoughts on this one. If he does, and we're talking about Governor Rick Perry here, if he does go down for what is going on here, this country is in for a long death knell that has been ringing now for a long time, but the next nail in the coffin will have been driven. From Newsmax.com came this one, and you will love it as long as Perry wins out. If not, we need to stop being patient and begin to actively take this country back, because we are losing it faster every week. The story, Governor Perry is indicted. Fox News was reporting that Texas Governor Rick Perry has been indicted for abuse of power after carrying out a threat to veto funding for a state public tutors. Texas Governor Rick Perry was indicted on Friday by a grand jury in Texas on two counts of abuse of power and coercion over a funding veto he made last year that was seen as being intended to force a local prosecutor to resign. Well, the whole story on this prosecutor is that she has been convicted of drunk driving, and when she was convicted of drunk driving, she was at least two times over the legal limit and resisted arrest, did all kinds of things that would have gotten the rest of us thrown in prison. Perry, over that, decided that she needed to resign her position as the leader of the Public Integrity Unit of Travis County District Attorney's Office. And the indictment said, Perry, with intent to harm another, to wit, Rosemary Lindberg and the Public Integrity Unit of the Travis County District Attorney's Office, intentionally or knowingly misused government property. No, he didn't. Perry's general counsel, Mary Ann Wiley, said the veto was made in accordance with veto authority accorded under the Texas Constitution. She said, we will continue to aggressively defend the governor's lawful and constitutional action, and we believe will ultimately prevail, she said. Special Prosecutor Michael McCrum said a conviction on the first-degree felony charge could bring between 5 to 99 years in prison. Perry will be arraigned next week, he added, which is, of course, this week. Republicans have long charged they have been targeted by the Public Integrity Unit, which is in the solidly Democratic Travis County, where left-leaning Austin is the main city. The unit has investigated prominent Republicans, including former U.S. House of Representatives Majority Leader Tom DeLay. And, of course, I'm sure that a lot of you remember that one. Perry, in recent months, has been traveling to the Republican battleground states and party gatherings in what analysts said were visits that have helped him scout the political landscape for a possible presidential run. Perry, the longest-serving governor in the state's history, was forced to exit the 2012 Republican presidential race after several gaffes, including when he lost his train of thought during a debate and could not recall which government departments he wanted to abolish. And the way I look at that is, whoopee crap. Look at all the things that Obama has gotten away with. and nothing has happened to him. He is not seeking re-election as governor and will step down next year. And now, here is the story, folks. Even Newsmax had it wrong there. The last line in the story says he is not seeking re-election as governor. And down, folks, he is moving on, just like Mike Pence, who is now governor of Indiana, didn't step down as a congressman. He moved on to a better position that will make his future more secure. Ever think that is what Rick Perry is doing? I predict we will see more from him, even if it is in the way that we have seen more from Sarah Palin. She has been visible, letting everybody know this country is being led in the wrong direction. Rick Perry also knows this, and I think he will continue to let everyone know this, as will I. We've been telling you that conservativenationmedia.com is making some changes, and one of those changes is Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance, which now airs on Tuesdays. Tennessee's issues are spreading out all over America, and Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Tuesday, so make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee is on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. From Red Flag News comes this one. After all the race baiting from race baiter extraordinaire Al Sharpton, and yes, I spoke that one correctly because he acts just like a shark in bloody waters, if the blood is from a black person anyway. This one that I'm talking about, talking of Mr. Sharpton, this one that I am going to be talking about, Mr. Sharpton missed. And why, you may ask? I'll tell, and you will see when I tell you. From Texas A&M, white students are beaten to death by a black mob outside of McDonald's at the campus. And where were the race hustlers then? They were nowhere to be found. Why? Because the blood of the ones spilled were white, and the ones spilling that innocent blood were black. Plain and simply, that is the reason. If this had been a few black A&M students being beaten to death by a white mob, they would have been there en masse, letting everyone know that whites were just emerging from their caves while blacks were already out of them being aristocrats. Now, who here are the criminals? White kids that got killed for going to a McDonald's, and the blacks who killed and beat them, or the race baiters who only come out when the blacks are the ones killed? I can tell you in one sentence. The ones not the criminals are the white kids who were attacked and killed. Sorry, owl boy, you are wrong as usual. Go back to your caves. We will be right back with more after these messages.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year, 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 88. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay, what?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council. Been looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You've got to try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people like you. Sign up today at teapartycommunity.com.
You are listening to ConservativeNationMedia.com and the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, and I'm Robert Garding. Our call-in number is 718-305-7176. And what I've got going here today is I most likely most of the advertisements and things like the one that I just had going here will not be heard today because either the show is going to end before after my half hour or I can't download more stuff to my studio. But other than that, I'm going to try and give you one of the best show I can. Emboldened by the murder of American journalist James Foley, threats by the terrorist group ISIS against the United States have reached a fever pitch. But the ramped up rhetoric isn't affecting one former U.S. Marine who is reminding the Islamic extremists that America is filled with 21.2 million pissed off veterans who have been dealing with years of abuse from government stabbing them in the back. Now, we have here a former U.S. Marine who is doing what our president should be doing, and our president sitting playing golf every day, and even the other day, the Americans everywhere expressed disgust and outrage with Obama's callous behavior following a statement about the gruesome beheading of American journalist James Foley. From the Daily Mail, it says the New York Times had digital egg on its face for hours while Obama golfed, publishing a story about his early afternoon speech headlined, "Obama outraged over beheading, vows to stay on course." The gray lady eventually changed her headline. In the stark contrast to the somber mood of his speech, the president then returned to his vacation and the golf course where he was pictured, laughing and smiling with friends just 8 minutes later, according to Fox. Now, the whole thing that really pissed me off about this one is the fact that he's on vacation. If he was acting like a president should act, he would have called everybody back from vacation, brought them all back to Washington, D.C., and started working on this and called his vacation short. This one. This guy likes his vacations too much. To hell with what's going on to Americans overseas. To hell with what's going on here in the United States. To hell with closing our borders. To hell with getting our sergeant who is down in Mexico in prison out of prison. To heck with all of this stuff. I'd rather play golf. Nothing else is more important to me. I was watching yesterday, or actually maybe it was earlier today, on the History Channel, or American Heroes Channel, one of the two, they were talking about presidents who play golf. They talked about something that happened during the time that Reagan was president. Reagan at the time was out playing golf. Game short when the news of what was going on happened. He stopped his game of golf, went back to the White House, took care of business, and never played another round of golf while he was president again. But here we have something that happened that was even worse than what happened with Reagan, and right at the moment I cannot remember what it was, but it was nothing compared to this beheading of American journalist James Foley. Which, to me and to every American, should say, we have had an act of war declared on us. And instead of doing what our president should have been doing, he went madder that our country was being attacked in ways that it's being attacked. It didn't matter that an American citizen who was a American journalist had been beheaded on a videotape that was circulated all around the world. And yes, I saw that tape. And what it showed was a brave American citizen on his knees with a bleeding coward beside him. And I call this jihadist a coward because he was hiding behind a mask. And don't tell me it's his uniform. It's a way to hide his identity because he's scared to death. People will find out who he is. And he knows that if he found out who he is, America will come and he will no longer have his freedoms. But the problem with this is the way America is dealing with this kind of thing. We have people in office in Washington, D.C. right now who are saying, oh, we need to release all these people in Guantanamo, and the ones that we can't release, they need to be tried in civilian courts. No, they don't. Military courts were set up for this and releasing terrorists for a deserter. Oh, my God. When Obama told us that he was doing this because he was not going to leave anybody in uniform behind, that showed his atrocity right there, because we've had one sitting in prison in Mexico for 3 months now, and Obama has not mentioned his name once that I can remember. And if he has, it's been one or two times at the most. This man who is wearing a United States military uniform is languishing in a prison down in, and languishing is a word that really isn't what he's doing. Languishing is a word that the terrorists at Guantanamo are doing. I'm sure that Tamarucci doesn't have internet and television and HBO and all this stuff. But I'll bet the terrorists in Guantanamo do. And they know that we've got a president right now who doesn't have the balls to stand up to anything for America, and who will give up everything he possibly can. I did a post on my blog a few years ago detailing the cells that are known around this nation and big cities, cells of terrorist organizations. And they're simply trying to blend into our society, just waiting for the call to attack. And then we will be attacked from within. Why do you think ISIS is so adamant that we will see their flag flying over the White House? Do they know something we don't? Most likely. They know that they are in position to make it happen. We don't, except for a few of us. Do you ever wonder why the Tea Party and the Second Amendment people are so adamant that we keep our guns? We know that something is coming, be it with help from our own government or from the terrorist enemy themselves. We know that they are going to be needed sooner or later. Let the government take our guns from us, and we will be totally helpless from the time when the time comes to have them in our possession and be usable. I think our government on the left is working towards that end. Call me a conspiracy theorist or not, this is coming. Mark my words. Maybe not next week, maybe not next year, but it is coming. Our defensive posture that Obama is putting us in is making sure that end is inevitable. More in a few moments. One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. And if this happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service. Inevitable 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Cover all transactions and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad that you did. Now, here I've got several advertisements that I cannot play you unless I opened up my iTunes and did some things on my other computer. But if I did that, none of it would sound very good. I guarantee you that. This whole thing about me not being able to do what I need to do, this kind of sucks a little bit. Let me see if I can find some of this stuff that is for my advertisements. Well, there's nothing here. I'm sorry I can't do it. But you are listening to conservativenationmedia.com with the new Wise Conservatism radio show, and I'm Robert Garding, your host. Like I said before, our call-in number is 718-305-7176 if you want to join the fun. Lately, I have been using Daily Roll Call a lot. Kathy Hinners, who does the blog, and if you remember the show here on CNN on Fridays a few months ago, she always has great information that is needed if this country is to survive. From some of the things that I have for today's show, I'm beginning to think we are not listening. Don't think the Islamists are destroying us from within? Think again. And while you are thinking, you best start to worry. CARE and 75 groups have joined together to demand the White House purge any and all training for law enforcement that may contain anything construed by them to be offensive. This whole thing about groups that are affiliated with terrorists and who want to make sure that Islam is an accepted way of life here in the United States, anything that tells us that we need to start listening to them because they are a viable part of this nation is what is offensive. On new Daily Roll Call goes on and says, now they are demanding police agencies across the country stop using facts from intelligence and surveillance gathered to instruct officers because it's offensive and biased. Get lost. It is absolutely indisputable the Muslim community is not willing to stand for the destruction of terrorist organizations. In fact, it is just the opposite. By refusing to work with law enforcement instructors to uncover all the scams and radicalization within their community, they instead claim the victim status and use their religion as an excuse. It isn't about their supposed piety. It's about the finding who and where the next attack by their own will occur. Why wouldn't the Muslims want to stop a terrorist attack? Why wouldn't they want to rid themselves of those they claim have hijacked their religion? Condemning ISIS by calling them un-Islamic and insane is a pittance. CARE, a.k.a. Hamas, claims to be the nation's largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization. But go over the rock they live under and you will find out all the terrorist connections they have. Mohammed Elaberry, the Muslim Brotherhood thug in the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, released this tweet on August 13th. this is who is working within the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And I, for some reason, the tweet didn't show up there. It says, no reversals of policy? Really? This comes from a guy that is dirtier than a pig in mud. He also assisted in purging the FBI of their training material as well. Below are excerpts from the directives to training agents across the country pertaining to what slides from presentations need to be removed. And she had a bunch of them there. Let me see if I can find them on my computer here. Let me go to dailyrollcall.com and see if I can find this post, because I didn't add a bunch of things that need to be there. Let's see here. Dismantling of law enforcement. Yeah, here it is. Mohammed Elaberry, the Muslim Brotherhood thug in the U.S. Department of Homeland, released this tweet on August 13th that says, with my 22-plus years at GOP Friends throughout 100 U.S. security policing agencies and academia, no further presidency will reverse reforms underway. This is who is working within the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. No reversals of policies? Really? And this one comes from a guy that is dirtier than a pig in mud. And I'm reading right from Daily Roll Call now. It says, he also assisted in purging the FBI of their training material as well. Below are excerpts from the directives to training agents across the country pertaining to what slides patients need to be removed. And this is what needs to be removed from there, according to our U.S. Homeland Security person. Slide one, offensive to Arabs and Muslims and out of context. Slide two, cast Islam in an unfavorable light. Well, I don't care what the heck they say. Islam is an unfavorable light. Inaccurate characterization of Sunni and Shiite beliefs. Slide 10, possibly offensive characteristics of Islamic leadership. Well, if we reported the truth here, almost everything would be something that would be offensive, wouldn't it? I mean, you think about it, anything that is said by a human being is offensive to someone. That's just almost impossible to get away from. Slide 12, reference to Moors, unclear, a term that some consider offensive. Some consider offensive. Bibi, the only used in South Asia. B.A., atheism is not fundamentalist. Very harsh statements about Wahhabism in notes. Out of context, looks like law enforcement endorses torture and is corrupt. Stereotypes about Muslims, stereotypes about Arabs. The mere fact any law enforcement agency is willing to completely dismantle their training on radical Muslim organizations and their methods is putting the communities they serve and protect in danger. Are we as citizens going to allow further denigration and extermination of our core values, laws, and the Constitution because a group demands so? Groups that have infiltrated and expressed their desire to annihilate the West in a well-thought-out, articulate document called the Strategic Goal for North America, see Manifesto under Documents, why would a terrorist organization even have written such a document in the first place? They have promised to bring us to our knees. They have promised to bring war to us in America. This is the beginning of the end of life as we know it. You think it's time to act now? I think it is. We need to start acting on the things that are happening here in the United States. We have been so blinded. We've allowed Islamist terrorists to put blinders on us so we can't see what is going on around us. And you have to almost be dead to not see what is going on around us anymore. This whole thing that America is safe and that Obama is telling us that our borders are more secure than they have ever been is totally insane and offensive. It is absolutely indisputable the Muslim community is not willing to stand up and stop of these terrorist organizations. They know they're there. They just don't want to do anything about it. They don't want to help America, but they want to live here, don't they? And you might want to ask why. They want to live here because they want to make America an Islamist state. And the bad part about this whole thing is we are allowing this to happen with our government and the people that we are electing. This last week I heard of another election where we had a Tea Party person and another person who was running against each other, and the Tea Party person lost. What in the hell are we thinking here? And hello, Ron, good to see you here. This show today is going to be a little bit different because I don't have the ability to download the stuff that I need to my studio, so most everything that's going to happen today is going to be off the cuff and either coming off my computers or something that I have written down that needs to be said. So that's what is going on today. The streaming on this thing says I've still got an hour and 17 minutes left, so I guess that's probably what's going to happen, even though when I try to start the show, it says I've only got 30 minutes. But I will now continue. Our friendly local pilot in command and GOP spokesman Duke Brooks calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy, Bill Buckley, and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? There's no truth to the rumor that he has a dartboard with Alger Hiss's picture on, although that would be cool. But you can get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, and American history, and Hangar Flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks Wednesdays at 8 p.m., and lately we haven't had one, and I'm not exactly sure why, but hopefully this Wednesday he will be back. Here on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. This whole thing going on here in Missouri is doing one thing, and that is letting everyone know that the media thinks it is right and that the liberals in our country are right and the rest of us are wrong. How long do we have to put up with this? Sorry for the choice of words there, but nothing else seems to be working. We have been out here, the conservatives among us now, for years now, warning of the direction the liberals are leading this country. I know that many of us have been targeted by everyone from black people who now hate us because we are out against Obama, or from liberals who can't seem to get it through their thick skulls that we are right and they are wrong. I myself am tired of watching this great country being brought down to a third world level, and everyone in the establishment, including some who profess to be on our side, are saying that we are the terrorists and extremists. But screw all that. All I am interested in here is saying that this is saving this country, saving it from Islam, the religion of war, and the war they have against us, the liberals who would rather cuddle up with the enemy than to fight for the country that made them rich, and realizing that the people they voted for are destroying the country that gives so well. I'm tired of it, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm going to be getting involved, and I'm going to be working to make this country a better place for Americans, not, you know, I want this country to be a better place for Americans, not the Islamists to live in, Americans, while being protected by their Constitution. And that said Constitution putting all who have been putting her down on trial for treason against the states. And I know that there are many more here in this country who feel the same way. Americans take up arms, mostly at the ballot boxes, and vote those bums out of office before they vote you out. And if you don't believe me, that is coming, folks. We have another break here. This is supposed to be a hard break, but like I said, I don't have any, and I can't get any, so I will pass that off as another break that isn't going to be there. So we're just going along. You are listening to ConservativeNationMedia.com and the new Wise Conservatism radio show. And I'm Robert Garding. Our call-in number is 718-305-7176. And now for NWCR's new segment, Around the Nation in 8 Minutes. And this came from last week, so it might sound a little dated from you for you, but this kind of thing is still going on, even if it's a week old. If you look at the news and watch what's going on, it's still there. The big thing that seems to be happening around the nation this week and last week has been coming from Missouri and Texas, though some of it seems to be spreading around to places like Indianapolis, too. First off, we are still having things being talked about when it comes to Robin Williams' death last week. I heard the whole gamut of talk from "he is a coward for offing himself" to "depression is not a thing to be laughed about." First off, I know depression almost intimately, even though I have never personally experienced it myself. My late wife had it bad, and I think that is what led to her death 16 years ago. I lived through and watched the pain that she went through. I watched and tried to help as well as I could as she went down the tubes while everyone else just watched and criticized. So when it comes to Robin Williams, you will be missed. Robin once said, "I used to think the worst thing in life was to end up all alone." It's not. The worst thing in life is to end up with people that make you feel alone. I'm sorry you felt that you had to die that way, and I hope that you're at peace now with you and your God. Nothing more needs to be said on this subject except that his great talent to make people laugh will be missed. From Missouri, the so-called purge is going on. What a joke. And the new Panthers, another joke, leader, incites violence in Ferguson. This was, of course, last week, but this tells you just how far down the wrong road we have gone. The leader of the new Black Panthers is instigating more violence in Ferguson following the shooting of the 18-year-old Michael Brown, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation says, Fox St. Louis reports, the FBI is concerned members of the new Black Panther Party are in Ferguson advocating violence against the police. Well, haven't we seen this kind of thing with Al Sharpton? He's always around when it comes to supposedly, blacks getting shot by whites. And the problem with this whole thing is that it took almost a full week of reports by the media before the truth of this whole thing really finally came out. And by the time the truth finally started to come out, Al Sharpton was nowhere to be found. He had said his piece. He had done everything he could to damage the reputation of the cop that shot this kid. And for almost a week, I didn't know that this kid had actually attacked the policeman, and the policeman fired on him in an effort to save his life. Insane, folks. We have a country, and I'm sorry I had to stop there for a second and plug in one of my computers because it had come unplugged and it was almost dead. But we have a country here where Islam cannot be listed now as a religion of anything but peace, when peace is the farthest thing from what is going on with Islam, stating that anytime a person of color is shot or killed by a person who is not of color, I don't know. Every time we have a black kid killed by a white person, it's always the wrong thing to have happen. And it's like I said at the beginning of the show, when I mentioned this whole thing about those white kids that were attacked and two were killed in Texas on the A&M campus by black people. Now, when I first saw that report on Red Flag News, my first thought was, where was Al Sharpton on this one? Where was Jesse Jackson on this one? Where were all of these race baiter extraordinaires who always come out and hit the microphones and get in front of the cameras and say, oh, my God, something has to be done because a black kid was killed? Oh, well, there's the big one right there. They didn't come out because the blood spilled was the wrong color. Spilling the blood were the wrong color. Now, if this thing had been flipped around and it had been a white mob that killed and attacked black kids, where do you think Al Sharpton would have been? And he would have been there immediately. He would have been calling for the swift on these white kids for killing these poor, defenseless black kids. But when it goes the other way around, you never hear from this idiot. You never hear from this yokel who seems to take pleasure in making sure that bad race relations continue in this country. If we didn't have people like Barack Obama and Harry Reid and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, I think race relations in this country would be so much better. We wouldn't have people trying to make sure that racial inequality is the forefront of everything. You know, until Barack Obama became president, one of the things he was saying was that he was going to make sure that America was no longer a racist nation. Well, before he became president, I never thought anything about America being racist. As a matter of fact, if several of the black conservatives who had tried to run for presidency, you know, like Alan West, I'd have voted for him in a heartbeat. But if you listen to a liberal, or if you listen to Al Sharpton, I am a racist because of the color of my skin. Nothing more, nothing less. That is exactly what it is to him. Anyone who has white skin or anyone who is not black is a racist. And I have black friends who are just appalled at the things he does. This man is one of the reasons this nation is in so much trouble. Obama is another one. Harry Reid is another one. Nancy Pelosi is another one. And the sooner we get rid of these people and get them out of the limelight, or stop having a media that wants to put a camera in front of people like Al Sharpton, the sooner that we can stop doing idiotic things like that, the sooner this country will stop being racist. The sooner this country will start going down the road that it was meant to go down. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what color your eyes are. I don't care what sex you are. If you have in your mind doing things that are good for this nation, I will support you. But as long as we have idiots in the limelight who will not do what is needed for this country to become great again, and who constantly do everything they possibly can to make sure this country will never be great again, I'll never support you, period. I don't care what color you are. If you're white and you're doing that, I won't support you. Country needs to stand up and stop letting our backbone being broken out from under us. We need to stand up and start putting this country back into shape. Because if we don't, things are going to get much, much worse. And if we let them get too much worse, it's going to take armed rebellion to get this country back. We'll be right back after these messages. Actually, I don't have the messages. I'm just going to play my hour one intro again, and I will be back afterwards.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Traitorous state of Indiana, where Obama's ideals are not espoused, comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show as a means to tell all you liberals out there that you are wrong and we are right. My name is Kathy Hinners, and you're listening to Hour 1 of the show, where we do what we do best, tell you what the government is doing to this great nation with Obama and his minions. We're showing you ways to stop them by following the true law of the land, the Constitution. And now, heard through ConservativeNationMedia.com, here is your host from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garding.
Here we are back. I keep running across these things, and welcome back to the second hour of the show today. I keep running across these little bits and blurbs from liberals who just don't have the brains to know what is good for this nation. And I was thinking of it on that terms, and I come across this one by Wasserman Schultz, who says, illegal immigrants are the backbone of our economy, bigotry deep embedded in too many House Republicans. And this was off of the Washington Free Beacon. And I said, if there is a camera, Debbie is on it. According to Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democrat out of Florida, too many House Republicans are appalling bigots when it comes to dealing with immigration. During a friendly interview with Fusion's George Ramos, Wasserman Schultz continued to argue for full citizenship of all illegal immigrants and tried to suggest the latest immigration reform push from the Democrats is not politics at all. She said, this isn't about politics at all. It isn't about politics for the president, nor is it about politics for any of us who care. The illegals essentially have become the backbone of our economy. Now, when she said this, audio on this, and it just drove me nuts to hear this woman speak. She continued to say the Republicans have not only played politics with this for too long, but I think deeply embedded in too many of the Republicans in the House of Representatives is a threat of bigotry that is appalling. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is appalling anyway. She, just like most other liberals who decide that the Constitution is not the way to go, that it's antiquated, and because of that, we should not have it anywhere in our nation, are about the stupidest people that I think I have ever run across. And to see them on camera telling every American that we're wrong because we believe in America makes me just want to grab that woman by the throat and throw her across the room. But if I did that, she'd be too stupid to realize that she is wrong on this. Hello, COG. Good to see you there. Excuse me. For people that I know are going to be coming in this second hour, one of them is probably Lady Michelle. I haven't seen her come in yet, but she's coming most likely. I'm going to hear any advertisements today, except for maybe something that I can read in my stuff here that I got on my computer and my prep that I do weekly. I've got my prep done, but like I have been saying, all of my recordings that I had, I cannot download because they're not there anymore. I've got them on my computer, but I can't download them to my studio. Everything that normally happens during the day, during the show, is not going to happen because it's all going to be essentially live, no matter what. Don't know if that'll make it a better show. I don't know if it'll make it more interesting, but it's going to be interesting nonetheless. We have so many things going on in this nation that just drive me crazy. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is one of them. Yeah, that anything a Republican does that is even just a slight bit off color. No, not last week's show. I'm doing. Oh, so she is. She's a hag extraordinaire. Just like Al Sharpton is a race baiter extraordinaire. We have all kinds of interesting things going on right now that shows that even on the liberal side right now, there is unrest about what Obama has been doing, what he's constantly doing, and what he doesn't do that he should be doing. We have a thing from Washington Free Beacon that talks about a judge ordering a release of a Fast and Furious document. This was done on August 21st at 4:14 p.m., actually. It says here, a federal judge on Wednesday ordered the Justice Department to give Congress a list of documents related to Furious that the Obama administration is withholding under claims of executive privilege. Well, that seems to be something that Obama is doing more than any other president that I have ever remembered. And boy, it is starting to rain outside. Holy cow. And I just didn't even realize it had gotten that dark out there. But boy, I'm glad I didn't put my top down on my car today, or my car would be totally soaked inside right now. But the article goes on from the Washington Post, as it reported, in a court proceeding Wednesday, U.S. District Judge Amy Berkman Jackson set an October 1st deadline for producing the list to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Justice Department says the document should remain confidential, of course, and President Obama has invoked executive privilege in an effort to protect them from public disclosure. Well, care what the government says. If something like this is going on in our nation, the people need to know. And if the government keeps hiding information like this from the people, and we find out, and mark my words here, we will find out. I don't care what the government thinks they are doing that the people don't know. They don't own the media anymore. They may own ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, but they don't own the Blaze Network. They don't own CNN. They don't own Fox. They don't own many others that are showing up almost daily now. We've got the Washington Friedkin, who actually will report things that a lot of places won't. The media is not the lapdog for the president anymore, except for the ones that I mentioned here. CNN always will be. I don't care how much down the tubes that network goes. They will always be in bed with the liberal Democrats. And they keep talking in the chat room about my last week's show. My last week's show was only like about 15 minutes long because we had a storm going on here and I lost my internet. Well, we got a pretty good one going on out there right now, and I just heard clap of thunder. So if I suddenly disappear, that might be the reason why, but I'm hoping that it doesn't happen. The stuff that I keep seeing in the news is stuff that we need to know. We need to know what our government is doing to us. We need to know what Obama is doing to us. And if we just listen to places like CNN or MSNBC, we never see this stuff because they will go out of their way to protect the president and his cronies from anything bad happening, when right at the moment, most bad happening here in the United States is a cause of policies from this organization administration that we have in the White House right now and the people who follow them. We have people sitting there who will tell us that the truth doesn't matter anymore. The only thing that matters is what can push on us and get us to believe. And the sad thing about this whole situation is that too many people believe what is going on, or actually what they are being told is going on. And this country is feeling the effects of this whole thing. And this whole thing about the releasing of the Fast and Furious documents. House Oversight Committee Chairman, California, said in a statement, "This administration has been so intent on hiding the contents of these documents that it allowed Attorney General Holder to be held in contempt of court instead of just turning them over to Congress. The privilege log will bring us closer to finding out why the Justice Department hid behind false denials in the wake of reckless conduct that contributed to the violent deaths of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry and countless Mexican citizens." And you haven't, because of everything that's been going on, me saying Border Patrol agent Brian Terry's name is probably the first time that you've heard his name in the media or on the air in a hell of a long time. Everything that does not help this administration or this liberal socialist government that is trying to take over in Washington will not be heard on the news. will not be heard on CNN or MSNBC or NBC or ABC or CBS. And if it is heard, they'll back off of it really freaking fast because they accidentally stumbled on something that should be reported, and they report it, but then they realize, oh my God, this isn't going to be good for my president. And then they'll back off and you'll never hear them mention it again. Even if other networks like The Blaze or CNN or Fox or Breitbart pick it up, you will never ever hear it again on CNN or MSNBC or CBS or ABC or NBC, the mainstream media. And we cannot continue to be this way. Too many people are believing the lies that are coming out of Washington, D.C. Like with Democratic congressional candidates who said earlier this week, and let me see his name, Democratic state representative and candidate for U.S. Representative Pat Murphy said Tuesday that, woo, that was a loud one, underage migrants who have come to the U.S. from Central America are not given a, quote, pathway for citizenship, unquote. They could become terrorists. Oh, my God, we're in trouble now. We've got little bitty terrorists coming into our nation. And if we don't do everything that we need to do to make them citizens, even though I'll guarantee you they don't want to be, they will become terrorists. And all of a sudden we'll have more little terrorists running around this nation than we do now. But speaking with the Iowa Public Radio host Ben Kiefer, Murphy said that we need to make sure that we take care of the children that are coming up here. And where's the money going to come from that will be needed for all of this, huh, sir? You guys have already made sure this country is broke. But he continued, he said, they're not from Mexico. They're coming from further south. We need to make sure that when we're talking about these children, we need to treat them like they're our children or our grandchildren. If they're going to be refugees, which several of them are going to be, we need to make sure that we have, one, we take care of them, and that we create a pathway for citizenship to set up education for them so they don't become the same problem that we're currently having in the Middle East. That they'll be terrorists in a generation from now. And apparently they think we're all stupid. Apparently they think that no matter what we say or what they say, we're going to just profoundly just fall back and say, oh, yeah, that's exactly what's going on here. And then we have Obama trying to act strong now in several things when he tries to make us think that he's being strong and just decisive and everything like he did this last week. We have all this stuff coming up about the president. We have the beheading of this journalist, and then Obama graciously takes time out from his golf game to speak for a few minutes about, oh, how this was such a horrible thing, and we are going to do everything we can to make sure this never happens again. Now, if he would have called off his vacation, like I said at the beginning of this show, brought all his people back to Washington and start working on this problem, then I would understand that maybe he meant what he said. But this man, who is supposed to be our president, who is acting nothing like a president, by the way, ran back to the golf course, decided that golf was more important than taking care of business after an American was beheaded on video by a coward standing beside him, because the coward would not show his face. Here is our president who decided that golfing is much more important. And then there's another story here that talks about how Obama's DHS saw no option but to free 169 illegals convicted of murder. Now, this one also I found at the beginning in Red Flag News, but it was done at the Washington Times, and it was printed on August 21st, which was Thursday, day before yesterday, but it says the Obama administration says it has no choice but to release almost all of the 169 immigrants with homicide convictions that were let back onto the streets last year, claiming court decisions gave officials, and I got to shut this thing off here, and I have, okay, there we go, claiming decisions gave officials no choice in the matter, but it's promising a new system to better screen those to be let out. Do you believe this? I don't. I think that everything that Obama says is a lie. I think that he spends his nights dreaming of new ways to lie to the American people to see if he gets away with this. And the sad part about this is 99% of what he says he seems to think he gets away with. Of the 169 immigrants with homicide-related convictions released in fiscal year 2013, 10 were required to be let go because of specific court orders or because the immigrants had been held for too long under the rules established by a sweeping 2001 Supreme Court case, the Homeland Security Department said in an August 15th letter to Chuck Grassley, and that stupid thing keeps, there it goes, to Senator Chuck Grassley, Iowa Republican. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Chief Thomas S. Winkowski said they're changing the rules to make sure a senior supervisor screens the release of those kinds of immigrants in the future. I don't believe this for a minute. I don't believe this for a second. If it has to do with our government under Obama, if they're telling us something, if you want to know the truth of it, look to the opposite side of the story. Look to what they're saying is not true, and there is where you'll find the truth. And then there's another one here that I found that is actually kind of chilling, if you think about it. Chicago gets chilling Islamic State terror tweet. And all it said was, "We are in your streets." This one was from yesterday. Sunni radicals with the Islamic State terrorist group have posted a number of tweets aimed at the citizens of Chicago, including a picture of an unidentified man on Michigan Avenue holding a paper with a handwritten Arabic message that simply said, "We are in your streets." The terrorist group, which operates primarily out of Syria and Iraq, relies heavily on social media platforms to spread its message using the hashtag "A Message from ISIS to US" to single out Chicago. The location of the tweet was 307 North Michigan Avenue at the city's Old Republic building, Chicago's WGN network reported Friday. The tweet dated June 20th allegedly says, soldiers of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria will pass from here soon, the station reported. Security at the Old Republic building wouldn't comment, nor would local or federal authorities, including Secret Service and FBI, WGN reported. During a press briefing Thursday, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said the Islamic State group is beyond any terrorist group. They marry ideology, sophistication of strategy, and tactical military prowess. They are tremendously well-funded. Oh, this is beyond anything that we've seen, so we must prepare for anything, and the only way you do that is you take a cold, steely, hard look at it and get ready. You know, I didn't know that taking a cold, steely, hard look at anything would cause anyone to back off and say, oh my gosh, this has got to stop. I know it doesn't in Washington, D.C. I know it doesn't anywhere else in our supposed nation's capital. And it's just like COG said in the chat room, you'd think that the people in Chicago would be saying, enough already. You'd think that the people in the United States would be saying, enough already. But then we have election still going on here where Tea Party people are being beaten by liberals or moderate Republicans who will not do what the people need them to do. And the people that would do what the people are wanting are getting beat in elections. What does this say about this nation? What does this say about what is going on here? I know our enemies are probably sitting there saying, oh boy, they're just not electing the people who will do something to stop us. That means we can keep doing the things we've been doing. We can threaten the United States if they kill any more of our people. We can behead some more of their people if they keep bombing us. Here is what we should be doing, folks. In World War II, Russia was having problems with an Islamic group. And they were trying to make Russia do things that ISIS and Hamas are trying to make America do. Russia didn't do what America's doing. They had a member of their government beheaded, and then the head was sent back to the Kremlin with a note that told them if they didn't stop doing the things they were doing, that more would arrive. The Kremlin didn't shake their hands and lose their backbone and say, oh my God, we've got to do what they told us to do or we're going to lose more people. No, they didn't. What they did was they went and found out who the leaders of this Islamist group was. They found out where the family of this leader was. They kidnapped one of the family, took this member to wherever they did this, and they sent a little package to the Islamists that contained the family jewels of this person. And the note that went along with this was, if you don't stop doing what you're doing and you don't return the people that you are holding, you will get many more packages like this. Guess what the Muslims did, the Islamists did? They gave up. They were being confronted. They were being pushed back. They don't like that. We don't learn from history, apparently, folks. There are many times in our history where we have been told, and I know I heard this in school, don't hear it in school anymore, but I've heard this in school. I have said this many times. You forget your past, you are doomed to repeat it. But guess what, folks? What we are going through right now is because the people who elected, the people we have in office right now, have forgotten their past. They've forgotten that the past will come back and bite you in the butt if you don't watch out what's going on. And they've stopped watching what's going on. And now we have them coming back and saying, oh my gosh, what's going on? Why is this happening? This shouldn't be happening. This is a civilized nation. This cannot be happening here. Well, guess what? You forgot your past. You stopped fighting against the evil. And you have allowed this evil to come back into this nation. And the problem with that is that the evil never really left. It was always here in one form or another, but it was being suppressed by people who did the right things. Now we have people who are not doing the right things, who are sitting there saying, oh, there's nothing evil about any of this. They can't do that kind of thing to us because they know we won't allow it. And then they're much surprised when all of a sudden it is done to us. We have reporters being beheaded on video. Remember Daniel Berg? I guess that was his name, I suppose. Cannot forget Sergeant Tamaruzzi, who is still down in Mexico in prison for making a wrong turn with a gun in his truck. And we cannot forget how Obama has decided that a deserter was worth exchanging for five terrorists. But this man sitting down in Mexico in prison is not worth even a single thought. What does that say about our president? To me, it says that our president doesn't like anybody who may not do what he wants them to do. And I got a lot of thunder going on overhead right now and a lot of lightning. So, like I said, if I suddenly disappear, that is the reason why. It's not because I ran out of stuff to say, because I'll tell you what, COG just said in the chat room, Obama is an atheist. He is, that's putting it mildly. He says he tells us he's not an atheist. People believe him. He is. He says he's not a Muslim. People believe him. He is. He says he's doing everything he can for the United States. People believe him. He isn't. He is a traitor. And if he'd have done this kind of thing back in World War II or before then, he'd have been hung for his traitorous actions. And nobody would have said a thing about it. Because it would have been the right thing to do. He would have been impeached. He would have been thrown in prison, if at the very least. And now we have a president who doesn't seem to give a damn about anything that is good for America. And we have an enemy out there that is targeting Americans at home and abroad. And what do we hear Obama talking about? We hear him talking about how he needs to get back to his golf game because that is more important. and then this whole thing about that Ferguson cop. The news finally came out that he was badly beaten by Michael Brown before firing the weapon. And we've had people who have talked about how the cop was wrong in what he did, have completely changed their stories now. The news has gone completely away from the way that the wanted it to be. And guess what? Now they're silent about it. All you hear from Ferguson now is that we've had another night of peaceful protesting. I guess they finally found out that protesters and looters are two different things. Now, I know I'm jumping around from subject to subject, but there's so damn much going on now that you almost have to get things in. We have a Congress that on one side is trying to do stuff, and on the middle and on the other side, they're doing everything they can to stop everything from happening that could be good for this nation. And it just amazes me that we have people in our government who will try to do the right things, and the things that are said about them go everywhere from they are traitors, they are extremists, they are not doing what is good for America, when they are the ones who are doing what is good for America, and the ones bringing up all this stuff about how bad people like Rick Perry are and how bad people like Sarah Palin and Mike Lee and Ted Cruz are. The ones who are saying all this bad stuff about the people who are trying to save America are actually the ones who are doing everything they can to destroy this country. And I thank God every day of my life that I am able to do something like this radio show or my blog or my videos, which I'm going to be starting up again before long. I haven't done one in almost a year now, and I feel real amiss about that because over that year there has been so much going on that needed to be put out. But what I was watching was the news media to see just what was being reported, what was being reported by CNN and what wasn't being reported, what was being reported by the Blaze Network and what wasn't being reported by ABC, NBC, and CBS. To me, that is where I get my news, is to watch all of this, see what isn't being reported. Oh, yeah, you'll get little blurbs here and there from ABC or NBC or CBS or CNN or MSNBC about how certain things happen that are really reported on in other news agencies. CNN will report it as kind of like a something that deserves to be on the back page of the New York Times. They'll mention it once and then never mention it again. And then even now we have Mitt Romney saying Obama worse than even I expected. Well, he's not worse than I expected, because I expected the worst out of him, and he has not disappointed me in that one. He has been the worst president by far that we have ever seen. And the bad part about this is that somebody has to come in and be just an absolutely horrible president to even come close to what Obama has done to this nation. I remember growing up, being called a socialist was a bad thing. Obama doesn't seem to mind. Doesn't do him any harm to call him a socialist. Could probably come right up to his face and call him a socialist and he'd smile at me. And then I have the soul of SS, whatever the heck, in the chat room saying Reagan and Bush were the best and still are, or were the worst and still are. It amazes me how blinded some people are. We have a president who is doing everything he can to tear this nation down, bring it down to a third world country so it can never be a great country again. And they still think that Bush and Reagan were worse. Why? Because they were doing everything they could to save this nation? Reagan was the greatest president that this country has had in a long time. And it would do this nation a lot of good to have another one like him. But we get trolls like Obama, who wants to do everything he can in his power to destroy this nation and do everything he can to destroy what founded this nation, and give idiots like this person in my chat room the ability and the freedom to say the stupid things he is without anything happening to him. Try and say something like that in communist China or something like that, and he'd be arrested and hung before he even realized what he was having done to him. But here in America, he's free to say what he wants. And it doesn't matter to me what he believes. He's wrong. Doesn't matter what he believes. That's his belief. This is America. He's free to believe it. I won't tell him he's wrong because he's an idiot. I'll just tell him he's wrong because he is wrong. He is wrong because history tells him he is wrong. And history, if you follow it and watch what has been going on in history and what repeats itself and what stops things from happening, you will see that he is wrong. If Reagan was such a horrible president, why did we have 20 years of the best economy this nation has ever seen from him on? During his administration, this country brought in more revenue. This nation's capital brought in more tax revenue than any other government or any other administration before him or since, for that matter. And why? Because he cut taxes. But people who decide certain people are wrong, that kind of thing doesn't matter. They get told something wrong by somebody else, and they'll believe it because they do not like Reagan or they do not like Bush or something else like that. They don't care what the truth is. They just want to push their opinions and force their wrong opinions on everybody else and try to get everybody else to believe that what they are saying, even though it's wrong, is right. We have that problem here in the United States in our government right now, when our government is constantly telling us things that are wrong, but they're trying to make everyone believe that they're not wrong. And the amount of things that Obama has done since he has been president that have been against the law would have taken any of us and thrown us in prison for the rest of our lives. And it's just like Ted Kennedy, who killed that girl in 1968 or 69. He never went to jail over that. The rest of us would have. And then if you take the rest of the circumstances under what happened with him, He was not insured at the time. He was driving on an expired driver's license. He was drunk. And he served the rest of his life in the Senate. Bet you anything, if he'd have been a Republican, that would not have happened. And I keep coming back to the race card. No matter what is, no matter how hard I try not to, our so-called president, it keeps getting brought up by Harry Reid and idiots like him. And they don't stop to realize that if they'd stop talking about it, it would go away for the most part. Nobody would think about it. And all the people who still support Obama, can't understand why, but all the people who still support Obama after all of the things that he has done to destroy this nation cannot seem to get it through their thick cerebellum that Obama has lied to us. He has lied to us every time he opens his mouth. The only thing that he has kept his promise on was that he was going to change some things in this nation. Nobody actually, when he ran for president, nobody asked him why America needed to be changed, why things had to be changed. Nobody asked, and I've got a phone call, the number's 111-111-1111. I will not answer those because 9 times out of 10, they are a troll looking to get on line so they can make some stupid comment or say some nasty thing about people. And if that's not you, I'm sorry. But I made it a policy a long damn time ago to not answer a number that is not listed. And I don't do it. Problem we have with Obama is that he wants as many people as he can on the government dole. He wants as many people as he can depending on him. And that is not good for this nation because it is expensive and we do not have the money to do it. He hasn't done this nation any good. He hasn't done this nation any good at all. Everything he has done since he has become president has been a subversive way to destroy the Constitution and the rights of the people. And thank God there are places like Chicago who have some people who are finding their backbone finally and saying, now wait a minute, people need to be armed. I remember a few years ago, Chicago was a place where it was illegal for anyone other than a cop to own a gun, to have a gun in their possession. You could go to jail for that in Chicago. I'm glad I don't live there because I'd be in jail. I've got guns. I will not give my guns up. Think about it. Anyone who has guns needs to keep them. Why else would you think they are needed when we have our enemy right now telling us that their flag will be flying over the White House soon? They seem to think that the American people do not know what is going on because the mainstream media will not tell them or the politicians will not tell them. And if they're not told, they ain't going to know a damn thing about what's coming. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's coming. Whether it be from our government or from the enemies who are threatening us that they are going to be here, it's coming. And we better have our guns ready, because if not, we're going to be slaves to the Islamic world. We're going to be infidels that will be killed and beheaded like last week when Foley got beheaded. And it will happen more and more often, because we don't have the backbone in our government to stand up and say, enough is enough. You keep doing this stuff and we'll start sending you body parts from your people. My words, we start doing something like that and they'll start thinking twice about doing anything to America. But right now we have a president who won't do anything like that. It will never happen as long as he is the president. It will never happen as long as we have Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and John McCain and people like them in office. None of them have the backbone to stand up and do the right things. And on Talkins haven't had the backbone to stand up and do the right things either, because they will not do them and they'll back down when pushed. And right now, the only thing I can say about everyone, not everyone who voted for Obama the first time, because they got hoodwinked, but everyone who voted for them the second time, they are nothing but fools who want to sell this nation down the river and make this nation a third world nation that has no influence on anyone, anywhere, anytime. They are the people who seem to think that Americans and America is nothing but arrogant, that America needs to be brought down a few notches because we won't do what the Islamic terrorists want. Now I have kind of a battle going on in my chat room, which is fine. Let that discussion go. It doesn't matter to me. People in there know who is right and who is wrong. And even the person who is wrong knows he's wrong. And there is where the problem is in this country. The ones who are wrong don't want to admit they're wrong because they don't want to admit that the person that they voted for is wrong. No matter what it's doing to this nation, no matter what the person they voted for is doing to this nation. I remember when Obama first went into office, gasoline was at $1.75 a gallon. And I'll bet you anything, most of you would wish that it was there again. This last week, gas was $3.45 a gallon here in Indianapolis. Go 25 miles west to Crawfordsville, and it was $2.78. Now, it used to be, I have Gas Buddy on my phone, and it tells me when gas prices are going to go up. And they used to tell you, if it was going to be going up, they used to tell you why. But if you'll notice, they don't anymore. All you get is just a kind of a notice that from anywhere, actually, if gas prices are going up, you just get informed, hey, gas prices are going up. There's no reason. There's no explanation as to why. Every once in a while they'll come out and they'll say, well, there's a glitch in a refinery somewhere, and because of that glitch, gas prices have to go up because that glitch is telling us that things are going not right and everything, and we got to do something about it. No, gas prices go up because Obama has declared that that is what is going to happen. He told us that before he even became president, and nobody listened. Then they were totally amazed when gas prices went from $1.75 to $3.75 in a short amount of time. And they were all asking questions like, oh my God, what is going on here? Obama told us. Everyone who thinks that he is a great president needs to stop, shut their minds off for a little bit, and try to find what is right and what is wrong. Truly what is right and what is wrong. And I don't care what anybody says, it is not racist to say Obama is wrong. He's wrong not because of his color, the skin color. He's wrong not because of anything that he looks like or anything like that. He's wrong because he's wrong. He wants to destroy the Constitution. He wants to destroy the laws of this nation. He wants to make this nation a lawless nation. And he's just about done that. There are cities in this nation where the Second Amendment doesn't exist anymore. And that was something guaranteed to us, every one of us, by our Constitution. And no matter how much is said in the chat room by the soul of SS, he is wrong. And everything he says proves he is, because everything he says can be looked up, found out what is really going on. And I think he's scared to death that people will find out that he is wrong. Doesn't matter to me. He can be wrong all he wants. He'll always be wrong. And I have J.S. Show in the chat room saying that he has a political science degree, and he is writing a thesis on how out of touch Americans are with their government. Actually, it's the other way around. The government is out of touch with people. That ought to be an interesting thesis. It would be interesting to read something like that. No, I'm not wrong. The government is out of touch with the people. The people know more about what is going on now than they used to, because there are more places out here that are giving the real truth instead of telling some stupid lie that will agenda of the liberal in office and keep the truth away from the American people completely. Now, I'm not saying the American people know everything, because there is still a hell of a lot out there that is being hidden from us. But the American people are smarter than most people give us credit for. We do know what's going on. Most of us aren't listening, but we do know. And all I can say is the truth is always the truth, and it will come out sooner or later. And everyone who thinks that people like me or the conservatives or Ted Cruz or Mike Lee or any of us are wrong, they'll find out in the long run that we are not. That it's going to take what we are saying to save this nation, or it will not be saved. I wish to thank everyone who has come in today. I've had a good bunch of people, even though some of them have just done everything they can to disrupt the show. It doesn't matter. It's a free country. They can do what they want. They show their intelligence to what they are saying. They show that they are wrong by what they are saying. Because all you have to do is look at the truth of the matter And sometimes you have to really try and look for it. But it's there somewhere. The truth will prevail. It will prevail. And Obama's starting to realize that because he's finding out that people are not so enamored at him anymore. And it's not because of his color. It's because of what he has done to this nation since he's been president. I wish to thank everyone who came in. I've got 10 seconds left. You have yourself a great day. God bless you all, and I'll see you next week.
American
hopefully girls, anywhere.
And American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
God bless you all.